exactly 8:34.
So I'm messing around on the internet the other day, and I go to I'm looking at the chrismoyles.net pages, right? Which is the fan site. And on the homepage, www.chrismoyles.net, on the homepage it says, if you'd like to see Dave helping the local community as part of an educational television programme, then read on. And I'm like, oh, he ain't on Babe Station again, is he? It's on Babe Station Regional. Speaking of which, by the way, I got invited to a Babe Station party this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
You've probably already been invited by your favourite Babe Station girl, Danny.
That's right, yeah.
You've been invited. Are you going to go?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, Comedy Dave has been given a teaching challenge to help lead a group of eight. Do you know about this, Dom?
I remember when you did it, which is quite a long time ago now, wasn't it? Six months ago? Or so?
It was last summer, yeah, last June or July, yeah. I think.
A teaching challenge to help lead a group of 80 inner city students on an adventure holiday in the New Forest. Is this a joke?
No,
is this,
true.
Is this real?
It's real.
It's not like your sitcom pilot.
No, this is a real serious project.
And you can catch it next week on Teachers TV.
This guy's own.
Were you aware at that point you were doing nuts?
I wasn't doing nuts at that point. That was pre-nuts.
So what is it?
Peanuts.
What's it all about? I'm confused.
Peanuts.
What's it about? It is a programme on Teachers TV whereby they take some children from a school in East London, children from a largely disadvantaged background, and these are...
Tell you what the bloody disadvantage is for any day out is with you.
Well, absolutely.
And these... They don't get to go to Alton Towers.
These are kids that don't get to go on holidays and whatnot, for the most part, and so... they were funded to take these kids down to an adventure camp in the New Forest where they got to experience all sorts of things that they don't normally do, and it was all very educational. And I was there presenting the programme and also acting as a teaching assistant.
And how was it for you?
It was good.
Did he get up to crazy things?
Not really. It was 2 days down there in the New Forest.
Did he sleep in the forest?
No. I went down and
I obviously you were in a hotel.
Spent no.
Away from all the kids.
Car back.
No, I had.
Did
to...
you have your own Winnebago?
No, I had. I would have stayed down there, but I wasn't able to because
I've heard the children weren't allowed to look you in the face and had to call you sir. Is that right?
Not true.
You had a T-shirt that said "Do not look at me."
I had to come back each day because obviously I was coming back for the show in the morning.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have stayed overnight and experienced, you know, the bonfire and everything.
There was a bonfire.
Well, I would imagine, you know, campfire and stuff.
Yeah.
No, it was good. So it was teaching them how, well, not me teaching them, but kind of experiencing abseiling and stuff and archery.
Is it true? Somebody overheard you shouting at one point, "Keep them little people away from me." Is that true?
Absolutely not true. But
so
it was
like
good.
Like a supply teacher, really.
A bit, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so they ran amok with you then. They were allowed to do whatever they want. Mm,
pretty much. They were very nice kids.
Did they know who you were?
No. But it was good fun.
Okay.
So,
Next Wednesday, you can see it on Teachers TV. I know I'll be locked in.
I've not seen it yet, so who can say how it's turned out? But it was, the actual experience was a lot of fun.
4:30 in the afternoon, it's on. Mm.
Maybe Scott could do a simulcast.
And 8:30 as well. And 11:30.
There was one very demoralising bit.
I get the value
bit.
For money.
You know on the homepage there where there's a picture of me sat around like a picnic table with the kids?
Hmm.
And at that point they were asking me questions and they all found it amazing that I was actually slightly older than most of their parents.
Oh, really?
That was demoralising.
Oh, God. Blimey. Well, notice in the picture here, there's one of the kids pulling a hoodie over his face.
Yeah.
Does he not want the cameras to pick him out? Is that what it is?
I think he's just...
No, don't film me. I'm a wanted man at a local news agency.
No, he's just in urban streetwear.
Oh, don't. If the tuck shop see where I am, that's it. I owe him money.
It was actually quite... The abseiling thing was quite scary. But you don't feel you can really show fear when you're an adult in front of these kids.
The kids don't have any fear.
I know, I was terrified.
Did you... So you did it. You did abseiling, did you?
I did a bit. It wasn't abseiling. It was like this weird thing where they strapped me into a harness and I had to, like, swing down. It was terrifying.
So they did supply teachers just throw you...
It's like a death slide thing.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're great fun.
Underneath that...
I'd say it's fun.
Is a post on chrismoyles.net saying, if you're one of those people who can't get enough of Facebook, and also can't get enough of Dominic, then perhaps the Dominic Byrne Appreciation Society, which has just been brought to our attention, is for you. Do you know about this?
Yes, I was told about this about 3 months ago.
3 months? Is that how long it's been running?
Yeah.
You'll remember.
I've joined. There's a man called Keith on Facebook who has set it up. And he said, do you want to join your group?
Because we haven't got many members. How long has it been up for?
Well, I first knew about 3 months ago.
More than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been up for like a year. Ago. I assume that you'd set it up as a joke.
No.
It's been up for about a year.
It is a joke, but I didn't do it.
What, do you have members or do you have, is it fans or is it like ours?
I don't really know. I genuinely don't know very much about it.
Members. This group has, it's been up for how long? A year?
I think so. About that long.
957 members.
Wow. See, that's huge, isn't it?
Mama.
That's brilliant.
How many does the Chris Moyle Show have?
8 million. But yeah. Don't worry about it. Mm. You've got almost 1,000.
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
I reckon by the end of the day, that will be 1,000.
Yeah, if not 1,001.
If you start clicking now.
Yeah, can you all join as well? It makes it look better.
If you go to chrismoyles.net and just scroll down, it's on the homepage, you'll see it there. What's ours, by the way? What's ours looking at now? Is ours good?
300 and something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it really? We've gone over 300,000 on Facebook. The Chris Moyle Show, follow the link from the official webpage at Radio 1. 310,000.
That's amazing, isn't it?
So, yeah, we're just ahead of you, just in the lead.
It's, there, yeah, slightly neck there. And it's, ankle.
Oh. Oh, okay, good. Right.
I'm going to tune into Teachers Television.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to watch you.
I'll just watch highlights. That'll be fine. Right, it's 8:41, let's get back to the hits. Oh, rubbish.